This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I was thinking about friends. And you know how young people, friends are the most important part of their lives. Not family, friends. They just think their friends are so important. Well, I'm speculating that if one friend said to another friend, listen, I'm kind of down on my luck. Things aren't working so well. How about me moving in with you? You know, for a while. Maybe a month or two or three. What do you think? I'll bet you that friend would be turned down very quickly. There'd be some reason why, nah, you can't do that, you can't move in, I can't help you. But, you know, we're talking about people who would consider themselves best friends until something happens that the friendship is tested. And I think the friendship would fall apart post-haste, right then and there. I think that's what's going to be happening. I think it's happening now. And I think that people are going to be really surprised that they thought they had friends and it turned out to be that they don't have friends. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, the other thing is that if the friend does move in, the one who actually owns or rents or whatever the house is probably going to regret it because they're going to see that this friend is what we used to call a leech, and that means a creature that attaches itself to your body and just sucks your blood, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a friend like that, they're not a friend. They're just, mm-hmm. they're just a hanger-on, and mm-hmm. they're using you up. And I think that that's why people are a lot more reluctant than they once would have been to, you know, really help the people that they would have considered to be their friends. And it's like nobody trusts anybody. It's very difficult to trust people. And, it's really quite jaw-dropping. Just one final comment before we move away from the Queen, okay? During the top of the hour break, I considered what might have happened, okay? Hundreds of years ago, there was... And I believe that they are still there to this day, but I don't think because of modern media they can operate so effectively. There was a group of people who lived in the central part of the Eurasian continent, so Central Asia and also Central Europe and that sort of area. In the wild parts of the area, especially along the Silk Road, and they were called the Khazarians. Okay, and they were not of the blue blood line, but when they would get one of these princes traveling through, they would befriend them and they'd have a big party and they'd get talking to them, find out all about their lives and everything that they knew, and then they'd kill them and then they would send one of their own to fill their shoes and send them on their journey. And they would take over the life of this young traveling prince, or maybe even not so young traveling prince, you know, or king or whatever. And you could do that back in the day because people you know, portraiture was not very good. And if you got somebody who kind of looked like the guy that you were replacing, you could often replace him. You know, journeys would take many, many years back in the day. And, you know, by the time he got home, everybody would say, well, he was kind of different, and they'd just pass it off. Oh, well, he is like, you know, 5 years, 10 years older, and it's in a time where most people really only live to be about 50 or 60, and 10 years of your life, well, that's, you know, like that's a fifth of your life. But this is, and these Khazarians were not of the blue blood line, but I think that a lot of them would have ended up being in the royal houses of Europe and Britain, and now that the piper is being paid, because the people who are of the genuine, pure blue blood line do apparently have 100% protection from coronavirus, but the people who are not of that genuine line of this, and she gave a name for the genetic, but I can't remember. Her name is Lee Merrick. If you look her up, you can probably find her research. It's M-E-R-R-I-C-K. And she said that she's been tested and she has this gene marker. And that a lot of people who are claiming, and maybe even really genuinely think that they are blue blood, but if they're not, if they, if one of their ancestors was replaced, either a male ancestor or a female ancestor, because they'd also kill their entire retinue and replace them all, you know, if they were traveling with a retinue, and you know, it may well be that the Queen thought that she was of this blue blood line, but that one of her ancestors had passed through this area, been killed off, and was replaced by somebody who was not of this blue blood genetic, but was rather of the Khazarian genetic, which is Central Asian and not British blue blood or European blue blood. If that makes sense. That's a possible explanation.
Gwyneth, the Queen Elizabeth II has been tested and has reportedly tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so has Charles.
Like I say, it's possible that their ancestors were replaced by one of these Khazarian princes, and that is why that they are now susceptible to the COVID. And like nobody would even necessarily know, because they were doing this for hundreds of years, and they got away with it. The Khazarians got away with this scam for hundreds of years, and did manage to infiltrate many noble house of Europe in this manner through putting their own people in, but now the people who are the Khazarian infiltrators who don't even have any idea now that their ancestors were anything other than blue bloods, but that they were Central Asian Khazarian infiltrators, you know. And it may well be that the Queen is not of as pure blood as she thought she was, and that's why that she came down with the COVID, because one of her ancestors, or more than one of her ancestors, was not a blue blood and was a Khazarian infiltrator. And I think that that's a possible explanation why, you know. Who can say for sure? I'm just thinking how this could have been, but you can get tested for this genetic marker, which will tell you for sure if you are pure blue blood or if you are if you have Khazarian genetics. And if you have Khazarian genetics, it means that one of your ancestors was knocked off, assassinated, probably on the Silk Road somewhere, and that they were replaced by a member of one of these Khazarian tribes. And they did it a lot. And now the piper is being paid, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. And Gwyneth, has anyone else proffered the thought that that the royal family may not be the blue bloods that they think they are? Has anyone, you mentioned that this genetic line, but has anyone else proffered that the queen may not be who she purports to be?
She probably didn't have any idea that her ancestors.
Don't you think she's been tested, though? Don't you think that her genetics have been tested along with everyone else's?
You're right. They probably have. And if Khazarian genetics did come up, it would probably be kept very, very quiet.
That's exactly what I'm hinting at. Okay.
Yes.
Gwyneth, one of the things that that is a recurring theme here at USA Prepares is the current food shortage and the coming food collapse. President Joe Biden has said that this is serious. It's real, so he says. I don't believe a thing he says, except I believe this. I believe that he might have slipped and said that this is a real serious situation. And if you look at all the indicators, if you look at the cost of the inputs to farming, you know, fuel 2 and 3X, fertilizer 3X, unavailability of fertilizer, people with the equipment to spread the fertilizer, to haul the fertilizer, they don't want to do it. I had to buy a used salt spreading truck many years ago, the kind that you used to see on the road spreading salt around to melt the ice. Bought one of those used and modified it a little bit so that we could use it to spread lime, because we couldn't get anyone to spread lime on our farm. No one would spread it, literally. And we were on the waiting list for years and years, and finally I said, that's it. You know, we are not going to be at the mercy of other people. And frankly, that's the problem. We are at the mercy of other people for virtually everything. And I mentioned that, you know, the internet. I wanted to work on the website. I couldn't work on the website because the website is somewhere in the cloud somewhere. I don't know where it is. And it's hosted by a hosting service just like everybody else's. You know, we're not special. And I couldn't get to it because CenturyLink was down. So I couldn't finish the... we're selling some of our assets on eBay to keep the farm going. And I couldn't get on eBay to ship the items because the internet was down. And this is a real problem. We're all dependent. We are all dependent on other people. We're dependent on fuel. We're dependent on automobile parts, truck parts. We're dependent on water, electricity, pretty much everything, vitamins, minerals, supplements. You go to your doctor and you say, should I be taking supplements? And they go, no. You get everything you need in food. Everything is suspect. Everything is a scam. Everything is a lie. And the only thing that we can do is to try to learn everything we can as quickly as we can and not depend on the internet for our research. We have to have in-hand printed materials.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I've been mentioning it. Many of the instructors, including you, are mentioning food and how serious this is. How serious do you think it is that where we're headed with food? Do you think that we're right talking about farming and how you need to get a farm?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the only people who will survive into the future are people who know how to farm or people who know how to live in a primitive indigenous way. Those are the only two groups that I can see surviving into the future. And by farming, I don't mean driving a tractor. I mean being able to operate your farm at a very basic level of technology, not necessarily to make a profit, but to keep your plants and animals alive and to keep them breeding. At a very basic level of technology. So by farming, I mean farming in a, farming as they would have farmed 500 years ago. That is the only way that you will be able to, that you or I or anyone else will be able to make it through. And it's really quite sad. But there's a saying that sooner or later the piper has to be paid. Or in other words, God's not mocked. What you sow, you will also reap. And if you have put your effort into knowing everything that you can about I don't know, for instance, cows or sheep or chickens, as they live in their natural way, then your chances of surviving this with your animals and your farm intact are going to increase considerably. And so what you've got to do is you've got to have a knowledge of how cows behave in nature. What do they do? You know, how do they travel? You know, what is their typical herd size? What's the ratio? How many cows does a wild bull normally have in his herd? You know, does he live for most of his life on his own and just occasionally visit the girls, or does he play an active role in their life all the time? You know, does he protect his lady all the time, or does he travel from herd to herd to herd to herd? You know, I don't know the answer to these questions, but the more that you can know about cows as they are, without any people being present, when cows just get the opportunity just to be cows, and to operate your herd of cows in that way, your chances of being a successful cow farmer into the future are going to greatly increase. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if anyone's ever suggested that to you before.
Well, what you're suggesting is that we let nature help us rather than try to fight nature. That's what you're suggesting,
yeah.
I believe. And that's exactly right. I mentioned this week that when I feed the chickens, I bring the chicken scratch to where a bare patch is, and I scatter it around there, and the chickens scratch around there, and they poop there, and they just, because they're there, they fertilize it for me and for the farm. And we do the same thing with the cows. We feed them where fertilizer is needed, and where, because we cut, ted, rake, and bale hay that contains seeds, the grass seeds, when we unroll it where we want those seeds to germinate. So we are literally replanting our fields every time we unroll hay. We literally do that. So we have new grass plants that replace the old grass plants, and our fields keep getting better and better and better. And that, by the way, that tip, there are lots of pictures in the book about that. And I'm working as fast as I can to get the website up and get the book, my part of the book, done, so you'll be able to see pictures of it even before it's published, and you'll be able to read sections of it even before it's published.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 4.0 earthquake shook off the Oregon coast Tuesday morning, about 120 miles offshore west of Brandon, Oregon. Russia rejected a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that the United Nations Secretary General requested for the purpose of civilian evacuation during the Eastern Orthodox Holy Week leading up to Easter in Ukraine. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said the ceasefire request was not sincere. A Ukrainian commander says Mariupol is about to fall to Russian soldiers.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have the advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us. We ask them to use the procedure of extraction and take us to the territory of a third-party state.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The United Nations is debating a provision that would require the five permanent members of the body's Security Council, the United States, United Kingdom, France, China, and Russia, to justify invoking their veto powers. The reform to the Security Council regained new traction following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Moscow has used its veto power to limit actions by the United Nations Security Council since invading in late February. The United States will experience a tsunami of illegal immigration if the Biden administration moves forward with plans to stop Title 42 restrictions at the border. So says Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax Tuesday.
Missouri and Texas filed a lawsuit to finish President Trump's border wall. That case is moving forward, and then now you have Title 42, which by most estimates accounts for about 50% of the current expulsions. So you're about to see those numbers double. You're about to see 18,000, the estimate, 18,000 people a day that we know of coming across illegally. Every state's a border state.
Yeah.
Because the illegal activity, the human trafficking, the drugs, they don't just stop in El Paso. They make their way to Columbus, Ohio, and St. Louis, Missouri, and, you know, everywhere, Baltimore, Maryland, everywhere in this country. And it's an, the federal government's, is supposed to be a government of limited powers. Securing the border is supposed to be one of them. It's up to the states now to force the Biden administration to actually do what they're supposed to do, which is to have a secure border that we had under President Trump.
NASCAR racing is in Talladega, Alabama this weekend. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day. God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, I just heard it. 18,000 illegal aliens coming across the border a day. Do you think they're going to take your jobs? Do you think they're going to be on government subsidies? How do you think this is going to work? Do you think you're going to be paying for them? So, are you happy with those friends of yours who voted for the current regime? Are you happy with them? Do you still talk to them? Do you still think that maybe they had nothing to do with your economic state of your family? With these people who voted for this regime? That is, this guy, this plagiarist, has been on the government dole for 50 years. 50 years this guy's been grooming for CEO. He's now CEO, and the destruction is widespread. People are broke. I got a call from one of our instructors yesterday, and she was at a store. Maybe she'll tell you. Maybe she'll tell the story tomorrow. But she was in a store, and she asked about the prices being so high. And the woman, the manager of the store, broke down in tears. Because they don't know, the manager of the store doesn't know how they're going to be able to afford to pay for the things that they need for their family. Maybe we'll hear that story tomorrow. Maybe it'll be fleshed out. Class, I don't know anything that's working right. A Mercedes-Benz was dropped off here by a towing company because it was unable to be fixed by a European repair shop, one that specializes in European cars. And they told the owner that the engine was destroyed. Just forget the car. This is a 6 or 7 year old Mercedes, top of the line, twin turbocharged gasoline engine. I'm talking probably an $80,000 vehicle when it was new. And the shop said, give up on this. This isn't worth fixing. We can't fix it. So here it is. We diagnose what the problem is. It's going to cost, the owner already paid $3,300 to replace things that did not need to be replaced, weren't even related to the problem that the owner brought the vehicle in for. Weren't even related to $3,300 in needless repairs or needless replacements. It's going to cost about $300 for us to do the repair that is needed, and the car's going to be fine. Can you imagine having a vehicle, bring it to someone you think you can trust because that person has been recommended to you by your friends? You bring it there and they give you bad advice like, you ought to get rid of this car, take a beating on this car because it can't be fixed. And actually it can be fixed for 1/10 of what you've already spent to not even fix the car. Can you imagine that? That's where we are today. What I'm trying to tell you is, people are buying vehicles that shops cannot fix. If you buy a new vehicle, you have lost your mind. Literally. Or you have so much money you don't know better. One of those two. A new vehicle newer than 2004 is darn near impossible to fix. How do we know? We see them. We get the ones at the other shops, the ones that have the great reputations. We get the ones that they give up on. No kidding. Gwyneth, I think there's nothing going right. Nothing. let me just share one other quick story with you. Yeah. We have a tractor here that we're working on. It's not ours. It's a Deutz tractor. It's someone else's. It came from 26 miles away. And one of the things that needed to be done was really simple. The hydraulics weren't working, but we fixed that. The clutch wasn't working. We fixed that. We changed all the hydraulic fluids, the filters, etc. We needed one oil filter for this engine. An oil filter. Oil filters were maybe $4 a few years ago. Now they're $20. Now here's the interesting thing. So it's a 26-mile each-way trip, 52 miles to get the oil filter. We go to get the oil filter, and the store transposes two digits and sells us the wrong oil filter. It's a $14 fuel trip to go get the right oil filter now. So now a $20 oil filter is now 20 plus 14 or $34 for us to buy the part. Now, how do we charge the customer for a $14 mistake that the store made? How do we do that? We can't do that, right? Nothing is going right. People are making stupid mistakes, careless mistakes, reckless mistakes. And who eats these mistakes? The little people. The little people. Like us. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, all you can do is focus on your own farm. That's the only thing you can do. Okay? And if you have a house in the suburbs and you say, well, I don't have a farm, if you can sell the house, sell it and buy farmland. Okay? Even if you have to live in a mobile home on the farmland until you can get a better house built, then you better do that. You know, and you better, this is actually probably the best time of year to be starting this sort of project, because you've got 6 months until it starts to freeze again if you're in the northern hemisphere. Oh my gosh, we are all in so much trouble. If you've got farmland, you need to have a spade. You need to have a garden fork. You need to have an axe. You need to have some type of a cross-cut saw. Okay? Not necessarily a chainsaw. Cross-cut saw. You know, a two-handed or a pruning saw. I actually have a pruning saw, not a cross-cut saw, because there's only one of me. And a rake. And you can and a wheelbarrow. You need a wheelbarrow or some other type of, preferably an older or stronger built type of wheelbarrow. And if you have those tools, then you can do most of the construction work that you need to do. And a star post whacker. Okay, that's like a tube with handles on it. You can use it to drive in a star post. And if you can get a good supply of, here in Australia they call them star pickets or star posts. I think in the US they're called T-posts. If you can get a good supply of maybe several hundred of those and some wire, then some fence wire, then that's to your advantage as well. And you need to get farmland and you need to begin working it as best you can. You especially need to put in some, you need to fence off a small area of maybe a few hundred square feet, and you need to begin intensively cultivating it in vegetables. That has to be your highest priority. And depending on what wildlife you have in your area, you may have to build that fence 6 foot tall in order to keep animals like deer out. And here we don't have any deer in the forest, but we certainly have kangaroos and wallabies, because this is Australia. And other parts of Australia, just to the south of us, there are deer in the forest, and there are also feral goats in the forest around here. But not, they tend to live in the state park, because I think if they wandered onto farmland, then the farmers would either catch them or shoot them. And I think that the goats have a sense of that, so they stay away from the farmland. But this is it. You need to do this. And if you don't, you're not going to survive. The suburbs are now becoming unlivable. And in the future, they're going to be absolutely unlivable. You want to go somewhere that has a low population density. And you might think, well, I will never be able to make a living. I won't be able to make money out there. And what you've got to realize is that there's a difference between making a living and making money. Money is going away. But you can make a living meaning you can work to keep yourself and your family alive without making money. You can do that. People have done that for most of the history of the world. About 90% of the humans that have ever been born on the earth have made no money whatsoever of any account in their whole lives. But they've kept their families alive. They've been able to breed. They've been able to get together enough food to keep themselves and their families from starving to death. And that is what making a living is really all about. It's not about making money. It's about, at this point in time in history, it's about staying alive. And if you can get some farmland, learn really quickly how to grow vegetables, then your chances of surviving into the future are going to increase exponentially. Oh, yes, and I don't care if they're killing chickens. You need to get some chickens, okay? And you just need to not tell anybody that you've got chickens, okay? And like I say, I cannot emphasize this enough. You need to live in the middle of nowhere. You need to live in the lowest population density place that you can possibly manage. And you know, here at USA Prepares, we all practice what we preach. And my municipality is about 80 kilometres from one side of the municipality to the other, and east to west, and then from north to south, it's about 80 kilometres. So that would be, I don't know how much that would be in miles, maybe 50 or 60 miles. So it's about 50 or 60 miles square. And it has a total population of something like 7,200 people in an area of about 250 square miles. Does that make sense? So we practice what we do.
You're right on the money. 80 kilometers is 50 miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kind of in shock. I just looked up wire. I looked up 500 feet of copper wire that I would use for connecting a solar array. Just 500 feet of insulated wire, photovoltaic wire. I used to pay about $50 shipped for 500 feet. This is a couple years ago. It's now $330 shipped. And I just wanted to give you a tip, class. I'm trying to give you tips every class. Here's today's tip. You're going to find out that when you buy wire, if it comes from China, more often than not, the insulation is not a uniform thickness around the wire. So if you were to do a cross-section look at the wire, you'll find the insulation is thinner on part of it and thicker on another part. What I'm saying is when you go to cut the wire and strip the wire, because the insulation is not a uniform thickness from the center of the wire toward the outside of the insulation, when you go to strip the wire, what happens is you strip the conductors. If it's a braided wire or stranded wire, you're going to strip conductors because the insulation is not uniform. That's more of the stuff that the current administration has allowed to be sold in the United States. And if you buy red wire and you leave it in the sun, the red disappears. It turns white. And not only that, but the copper is not the same copper as American copper. What happens is you can get brand new copper wire, and after a couple years, you may have it in the, you know, in your shop, and you go to strip the insulation off the wire that comes from China, and you'll find it is already corroding inside the insulation because the wire was not cleaned properly before the insulation was put on. That's just one other step that they don't do properly on the wire that comes from China. Now, what happens when the copper inside the insulation is corroding and you don't know it and you're losing conductivity of that wire? What happens? The resistance increases. What happens if you have that wire buried in a wall somewhere and you're using it for the full rated current carrying capacity of that wire and it's corroding on the inside because of the acids that are on the, that are eating the wire under the insulation? What happens? Where you can't see it? I don't know, maybe a fire.
Because
the wire gets too hot. This is unbelievable. This is what's happening to our country. This is right. Gwyneth, I'm livid about this. Everything I touch that comes from China is substandard in some respect. Everything, except for one thing. And that would be the Schneider Electric solar system that we bought. That's top of the line. But I think that it's manufactured in China, but the standards that they have for the type of components are top of the line. So the Chinese are capable of making good quality, but what's sold on eBay, I believe, is substandard. I believe that what we buy in most stores is substandard. I really believe that. I don't know how we're going to survive this. I don't know how we're going to use these products that we don't even know come from China, like apple juice. We send our apples, United States apples, to China. They squeeze them, turn it into apple juice, so they say, ship it back, and then we package it. Why would we do such a stupid thing? Why? Because of the greed of the customers, the greed of the shareholders, and the greed of the corporate executives who are fleecing the American flock. Yeah, I'm angry, and I can't fix it. There's nothing I can do about it. Nothing. Other than try to avoid it. Bugs. Bugs in every single package of pasta we have bought. Doesn't matter whether it's Buitoni. It doesn't matter whether it's Berea. It doesn't matter whether it's Ronzoni. It doesn't matter whether it's Aldi or Great Value store brand from the Chinese factory outlet. Bugs in the bottom of every single package. Bugs eating the pasta noodles. I'm going to put it in the book. I'm going to have pictures of this. I have to take them, but I've got every example you can think of. Bugs in the pasta before the best used by date. How is that possible? Didn't used to be. We didn't used to have twigs and stems in canned beans. We didn't used to have that. Now we do. Now we do. The food supply in America was second to none. Now it's second rate. Gwyneth, are you seeing the same thing, or is it just here in America that we're falling down like this in our food supply?
I don't go to the supermarket very often these days. I'm having to rely on my own food production here on the farm. And food that I've got stored. And that's how I'm feeding myself. I think we're at the end of the broadcast, Vincent.
We are.
It's absolutely jaw-dropping. You're right, everything's falling apart. And there's nothing that can be done about it. And all that we can do is maintain and build up our own estate. And people that can do that will survive into the future. People that can't won't.
Get healthy, start high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.